This is Jerry Webb with Best Sermon Ever. It's Sunday afternoon, about 6 o'clock. You're sitting in your recliner at home, relaxing. It's a busy day. You're finally home. You start reviewing, reflecting, looking back. How was the sermon? Not what other people told you. A lot of them will tell you it was good just because they like to be polite. But in your heart of hearts, looking back, how was it? And how often do you have that conversation with yourself? You know, I think it's a good idea for us to really be thinking about how we can have a continual improvement system for our preaching. What is it that we can do? What can we implement? What can we put in place that will help us preach better week after week, month after month? You're not going to make huge gains all at once, but little things, little goals, maybe a month goal, a six-week goal, to implement a new idea, a new thought, a new technique. Maybe you'll read a new book. But what do you do to improve your preaching? That's what this is all about. You know, the idea for this came to me from going through Michael Hyatt's Best Year Ever. I've done that several times and have his book, and I just found him helpful. And I started thinking about all the different accounts of my life and what I could make better, how I could improve as a person, as a leader, as a husband, a father, wherever. And all of a sudden, I started thinking about what would it look like to preach my best sermon ever? What would I tweak? What would I change? How would I go about making sure that next Sunday I preach a better sermon than I did last week? The Sunday after that, I tweak something, work on something. And it's not, the goal isn't necessarily to improve every week. That might be a little ambitious. Although, if you can do it, go for it. Why not? But the idea is, over time, what am I doing intentionally to improve as a communicator of the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, it's the most important task I have, is to share the message of God through Jesus, his love, his grace, his goodness. And so I want to do that quite well, and I want to get better at it. My best friend, Jeff Freymeyer, teaches at Fuller Institute in Orlando, or Fuller Seminary in Orlando. Well, that didn't take long, did it? Such an obvious error that I have to stop, interrupt myself, and edit a correction. Jeff does not currently teach at Fuller Seminary. That's where he got his doctorate. He taught there for a while. He also has taught at Princeton Theological Seminary, but currently he teaches at Asbury Theological Seminary and their Florida campus. So, back to the rest of this introduction. Let's see if I can do a little better and not make any more mistakes. And he's always challenging me to stretch. And I just got to thinking about, okay, we all need to grow. We all need to get better. So what can we do? How can we help each other? And so the idea of putting together this series of best sermon ever ideas came to me. I'll be interviewing people. I'll be sharing things. We're just going to see what we can do to help each other. Now, some disclaimers. One, this is my first ever podcast. So I'm not shooting for A1, top-notch, five-star technology liftoff here with what I'm doing with this podcast, Best Sermon Ever. If it sticks, if enough people are interested, over time, I'll get better, and we'll get better, and I'll find some people to help us get better. But for today, I'm just trying to get some stuff out and help each other, especially as I record this. We're about 6.5 weeks away from Easter. I want to preach a winner at Easter. I bet you do, too, if you're listening to this. So what can I do between now and Easter to preach my best sermon ever? My goal is to interview several pastors between now and Easter and just ask them what they're doing, get their ideas, pick their brains, so that we can work at having the best preaching we've had this year at Easter. And there you have it, best sermon ever, a podcast designed to help preachers hone their craft, to do better, to continually improve at the things that help make a great sermon so that each of us, week by week, month by month, can look forward to knowing that the sermons ahead will be our best sermons ever. If you know someone who you think would like this podcast, please share it with them. And if we get enough people listening, if there's enough good response, let's see if we can beat the average length of podcasts. The average podcast only lasts 8 episodes. Let's see if I can get to 9. Thanks for your help.